The senior citizen population in the Matanuska-Susitna borough is escalating, while affordable housing for older people is getting scarce. In the second of a series on senior issues in the Matsu, KSKA reporter Ellen Lockyer takes a look at what's being done to meet the needs of Alaska's aging baby boomers and what challenges lie ahead.
It's lunchtime at Matanuska-Susitna Senior Services in Palmer. The building serves as a gathering place for the area's older folks, many of whom live on their own but eat here communally. A salad bar bristles with fresh produce, and the hot dish line offers a choice of baked red salmon or roast chicken with a side of rice. Rachel Greenberg, Matsu Senior Services Deputy Director, sits in with the seniors at lunch. Afterwards, she takes time to give a brief tour of the center.
And in here, this is where we hold various different classes. We have the driver safety class, the AARP driver safe defensive driving class.
The center has space for card games, sewing circles, a pool table, and a library, even Taekwondo lessons. The new center opened a year ago. It took 18 years of fundraising and legislative grants to get it built. Greenberg says seniors are chronically cash-strapped and have trouble finding affordable housing.
And so really, when you're talking somebody who's very, very low income, who can't even afford a minimum rent, there really isn't a whole lot of options out there.
Many of the seniors eating lunch live in the apartment complexes Matsu Senior Services operates next door. Chugach Estates and Colony Estates, where they pay reduced rents. Those older Alaskans who reside in either of the two complexes have waited a long time to get them.
And this is my end of the hall.
Edith Ekstad volunteers at the center and is on the board of directors. But she still waited 3 years to get an apartment there.
Oh, it's so big.
I know.
It's huge.
Country music blares from a radio as she shows her apartment. 89-year-old Edith raised 8 children and has lived all over Alaska. Her collection of Alaska Native baskets shows where she's been, but now she's settled comfortably in Palmer.
The more seniors are getting older and staying more active, we sure need the housing. Sometimes I feel bad because this apartment should be for a married couple, and I'm not married and I have no intention of getting married again.
Others are not so fortunate as Edith. There is a wait list of 60 people for Palmer's affordable housing units and no vacancies.
B1.
In Wasilla, seniors enjoy after-lunch bingo at the Wasilla Area Seniors Incorporated Center, or WASI. Wasilla offers 127 apartments for seniors in 5 different buildings. 167 people are on the wait list, and right now, Wasilla has only 5 vacancies, according to Karina Merrill, who is the housing manager for WASI. Merrill says the calls just keep coming in.
It could be 10 to 20 people a day. It's a lot.
WASI takes tenants at low and medium income levels for its affordable units and offers market rate apartments for wealthier seniors. But there's a long wait either way.
The way that the list works is we start at the top. When something comes available, we start calling people for that. If they're not ready to move at that time, they have the option to stay on the list. So they may have been there for, you know, a year or two because they're not ready to move when we have an opening, but they want to stay on the list.
WASI operates its housing units for profit to cover costs, but Merrill says many who call her office are homeless or living in shelters.
I just had a call yesterday about a gentleman who's living in his truck, and he said, it's getting cold. I need a place to stay. You know, I can offer him an application to be put on the list.
Matsu's Rachel Greenberg says one factor pushing seniors on waiting lists is family stress that erupts when seniors move into the state to be near their adult children, who then get sandwiched between the generations.
They're trying to take care of mom or dad, and they're also trying to raise their children. And so since mom or dad, in many cases, can live on their own, they then encourage mom or dad to get onto the housing list. And the reality right now is we have 60 people on our housing list. The last people that we moved in have been on the waiting list for over a year.
The baby boomers who settled Alaska in the 1970s are still here, and even some of their children are edging towards senior status. That points to an even more serious housing crunch coming soon. Greenberg says more senior affordable housing has to be built to accommodate the growing senior numbers. There's no other option. I'm Ellen Lockyer.